TKPN. Pageant Cast episode 261. Milwaukee TV personality on Fox 6 News and Miss Wisconsin USA 1997, Mary Stoker Smith, today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Cooley, Miss USA 2005 and president of Standout Productions, and you're listening to the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Thank you. Thank you for the great introduction. You're listening to the Pageant Cast. So glad that you could join us. Today we have Miss Wisconsin USA 1997 and the co-anchor on Fox 6 News here in Milwaukee. Mary Stoker Smith will be on the program. It's a great interview. You know, when you interview a broadcaster, I hardly have to work at all. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it. And Mary was certainly a fantastic guest to have on the show. We're so excited. Got a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks here. We're going to be going to the All-American pageant. That's coming up at the end of September, beginning of October. And at the end of, and that's in Myrtle Beach, by the way. Then we're going to be going to Austin, Texas at the end of October. The thing I have to tell you about both, get in those applications now, because applications are closing shortly for both of those fantastic systems. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be recording interviews. We're going to be taking pictures for everybody out on the internet to enjoy. So we're looking forward to the All-American pageants in Myrtle Beach and the United America pageant in Austin, Texas. Hey, we got a lot on today's show, so we're going to get things moving along right now, today, on the Pageant Cast. TKPNPodcast.com. You've got mail. We got an email. We got an email from Annette Rushing of the United America. She gives us a huge entertainment announcement. Now, United America is the pageant that I will be attending at the end of October. Get your applications in now, because I want to see you all. I want to see all of you competing at United America, because I don't get to meet you all. So come on out, Austin, Texas. We'll see you there. Okay. Anyway, did I push that or not? Yes, I did. Okay, here's the email I received from Annette. Listen, this is pretty stunning. So here we go. Hi, Tim. Just wanted to tell you about our new exciting entertainment news. See how that kind of sets it up, right? Okay, the United America pageant is proud to present our very own Kevin Black, performing live at the United American National Pageant. For those who don't know, Kevin Black is a talented singer and brilliant songwriter from right here in the Lone Star State. The United American Pageant is thrilled to welcome Kevin to our entertainment lineup for Sunday, October 24th, sometimes also known as the day before my birthday. Yeah, so putting that out there. We couldn't be happier that he will be joining us, and we know that all of you, as well as your family and friends, will enjoy this phenomenal performer. You can check him out at kevinblack.com. I did check him out. He's really good. He's really good. And for those of you that aren't always into this pageant business, you know, your girlfriend makes you listen to this show or whatever, hey, you got some great entertainment value here in Austin, Texas. It is the live entertainment capital of, like, the world. Come on out, Austin, Texas, October 24th for the United America pageant. Which, of course, Annette also tells us in the email. It says, mark your calendars, October 24th. It's at the Wyndham Garden Hotel. It starts at 2 p.m. Don't miss it. The hotel is actually at 3401 South, I think it's International Highway 35, Austin, Texas, 78 741. Hope you had a good weekend. If you missed any part of that, you can find this out on our PageantCast webpage. Just do a search on United America and you'll find all of our posts about United America. But I hope that you can make it. It's real close by the airport because I know it wasn't a very long van trip from there to get to the hotel. So hope to see you all there at the United America pageant.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
The PageantCast is on the road again. This time I'm traveling to Austin, Texas during the United America pageant from October 22nd through October 24th. More than anything, we want to connect with you, the listeners at a PageantCast. If you plan on visiting Austin, Texas, you're a participant, or you're just going to be seeing the United American National Pageant, give us a call at 262-757-8576, or you can pageant text me at 262-757-TKPN. We'll try to meet up, and I hope to see you in Austin on October 22nd through the 24th at the United America Pageants.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the PageantCast, and we are calling right now Mary Stoker Smith. She is Miss Wisconsin USA 1996 and one of the newest members of the news team to Fox 6 in Milwaukee. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Tim. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm fantastic. Welcome back to Wisconsin. First of all, you were out east, I believe, for quite a few years.
Yeah, I was in Philadelphia for 5 years. I was in Rockford, Illinois before that. So I've been away from Wisconsin for a long time, and I really wanted to come back home, and I'm just so excited.
So tell us, you're on Fox 6, and I've seen you do some field reporting. I've seen you do some anchoring. What exactly are you going to be doing for us here in Milwaukee?
Well, primarily I'll be, at this point right now, I'm anchoring 5, 6, 9, and 10. And eventually I'll be probably doing a few less shows and doing a little bit more reporting. But basically my duties are to anchor the newscast. And as you know, one of them's an hour, other one's a half hour. So it's a good amount of anchoring and just being a part of the community and doing public service events and just kind of getting out there and meeting people and you know, discovering what stories are important in the Milwaukee area. So it's a big job, but I just feel so grateful to be back and you know, happy to be here. Everybody has been so nice to me and just welcoming me back, and I have not regretted my decision to come back home for a minute. Talk to me in January when it's 20 below in Bushville. Right now I'm okay.
Well, I do have to say, here in Milwaukee, we recently had two past pageant title holders were hired by one of the other stations here in town, and now you're here at Fox 6. I have to ask you, is this a coincidence or convergence that this is happening exactly when we're converting to HD television all over the country?
I think it's coincidence. I just see a right place, right time, I guess.
Okay, I was just thinking, wow, are we getting rid of some of the folks that aren't looking so hot now that HD is on? It's been very surprising to us, and of course, all of you have been so successful here. I have to wonder if the competitive field of pageants got you ready for the competitive field of television journalism. Do you feel it got you ready?
No question. Before this, you know, as you know, Tim, we were talking about learning English for people who don't know it, and the textbook and the classroom activity is essential, and that's great. But really, you learn by being immersed, and that's what pageants did for me. And it's funny, I had this conversation after the Miss Universe contest the other night with a person asking me about pageants, and kind of in a way that said, you know, oh boy, is it really that serious? And I said, you know, it really is. I mean, it's a big competition. It's so much more, I think, as you know, than people see. But I think the thing for me that I took away from it was the discipline that I had to learn to compete in a pageant at that level carried with me and really prepared me for so many things in my career and other things in life. So I think for people to kind of laugh it off and say, it's just a beauty pageant, as you know, it's so much more. Those mm-hmm. skills that you acquire are invaluable.
Wow. Now, 96, I believe that was the pre-Donald Trump years. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Good memory. I think it was right before he took over, actually.
And where was it held back in 96?
We were in South Padre.
Okay, yeah. Then I remember where that was. Okay, that's about right.
Oh, it was great. It was freezing here in February. I think we left at the end of January. Mm-hmm. And we were there for 2.5 weeks. I come back, get off the plane. I was living in Madison at the time. And go to start my car, and my car is frozen, solid, battery dead. It was so depressing. I come back to this Arctic blast after being down in this hot, humid weather in South Padre, Texas. So it was really an eye-opener, but my time there, it was so great. It was wonderful. And, you know, it's funny because I heard girls the other night at Miss Universe say, I have to remind myself I'm in a competition because I'm making so many friends, and that's what you do. Mm-hmm. You go down there and you just kind of, you had this, I would say, almost like a sisterhood, and you develop this camaraderie with all these other girls going through the same thing you are. It's just a lot of fun.
You know, what I've noticed, though, and I've been covering pageants now for about 4 or 5 years, it seems to me that the pageant contestant that seems to be the most relaxed and just confident and just doesn't seem to let anything bother them at all tends to get in that top 10 and in that top tier. And instead of the folks that actually don't have fun, because we've all seen this, where the ladies go out to the pageant and they don't have fun because they're so nervous about winning the crown, where would you put yourself on that scale?
I was probably definitely, if 10 was intense, I was probably a 2, to be
okay.
honest with you. And I got to tell you, this is a funny story. I haven't told this in years. It goes back to my family. And I remember competing on my second time around, and because of my age, I had one shot. I was 26, and I worked really, really hard. And I don't say that in a bragging way, but I went out the first year, and right before I went out, I got so nervous. I said to my boss at the time, I can't do this pageant thing. I can't do it. I'm too nervous. She said, go out, walk through it, learn what you need to do, and then come back the next year, and you'll win. Well, that's what I did. I took the year, and I really was really, really a diligent pageant student. I read, I knew my current events. I did mock interviews so I would be more comfortable interviewing. Found a great place to get my accessories and dresses, etc. And I worked out really hard for the first time in my life. I'd never been a disciplined eater or worked out on a regular basis. I took a year to do all that. And I remember walking into the pageant and seeing these beautiful girls who had done this for years, and feeling so intimidated and so insecure. I called my dad, who I always turned to you for advice, and I said, I have spent all this money on my dress, and I worked for a year, and I can't do this. And he said, listen, stop right there. You're not there to show up and show out and put on airs and try to be something that you're not. You be yourself, and you make other people feel comfortable because they're feeling the same way you are. Enough said. And I remember that conversation so vividly because I kind of wanted him to say, get in there and fight, but he didn't. He said, make friends and make others feel comfortable. That's what you were put on earth to do. And that's really what I did. And I know it sounds almost a little cheesy, but it's true. And I kind of just went in there and was myself, and, you know, this is at the local pageant, and I won. And I did the same thing at Miss USA. Of course, I didn't win that, mm-hmm. but I approached that attitude, with that attitude, just to soak up the sun, meet new girls, go through that experience, which was really kind of life-changing. I mean, you're down there, and you're busy all day. We were up at 5 a.m. going for runs, and then we go to rehearsal all day. Then we go and meet all these people at night at dinners. And you're talking to girls from every single state in the country. And how's your life down in South Carolina? What do you do for fun?
Mm-hmm.
So it was that made the experience really great for me. And I will say this with almost no uncertainty. Had I gone down there with daggers out and at a level 10, I'm going to win, I probably wouldn't have won either. So pick your poison. I had a great time doing it. It was wonderful.
Fantastic. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more with Mary Stoker Smith, Miss Wisconsin USA 1996, and a local celebrity on Fox 6 television. We'll be right back in just a moment.
They tell you in radio broadcasting to never have dead air. But on September 11th, back a number of years ago, we had a more deadly type of air. So I'm going to do what we can't really do on radio, but we can on podcasts. And that is, we're going to have a moment of silence for those that were killed in the tragedy on September 11th. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Amy Grant. When it comes to supporting our military, the American Red Cross is proud to serve those who serve us. When emergencies happen, the Red Cross helps connect service members with their families. There are many ways you can get involved, from volunteering at military or veterans hospitals to helping military families cope with the challenges of deployments. Please support the American Red Cross service to the armed forces. Go to redcross.org. Thank you.
What are you doing? Fritzy, ta-da! You picked the lock again to our birdcage.
That's right, and now I am going to the circus.
You are a clown, Fritzy.
Let me tell you, when it comes time to buy great pet supplies, don't get it just anywhere. Your parakeet will pick the lock. They're very good at this. At least mine is. So go to Petco.com and get the top materials to keep your pet under control.
I am always under control. My own.
All right, Fritzy. Now, of course, you can also get great discounts by being a listener to the Pageant Cast. Type in the discount code of Pageant for 10% off and free shipping on orders of $65 or more, or type in Pageant 10 to get a 10% discount with no minimum order.
Hurrah! It's time for me to go dancing!
Oh, Fritzy. Don't let your parakeet escape because you bought a lousy cage. Go to Petco.com.
Hurrah!
The Pageant Cast is a paid affiliate of Petco.
Remember to point your podcatcher to thepageantcast.com and catch the Pageant Cast. This is Stephanie Dauphinball, Ms. Illinois Galaxy 2009, wishing you Tierra dreams.
Where your friends are!
Let's take a look where your friends are. They're on my Facebook wall. People like Evelyn McLeod, Kelly Rainey, Tracy Jameson, Sean Stauffer, Deborah Gilmore, Billy Feetz, Joy Feaster, Caroline Kuhlman, Holly Ernst, Lisha Gust, and Cynthia Greiner. And then we had Twitter mentions from Ava Balke, It's Hip to Give, AP Crowd Girl, Pageant Update, Pageant Blogger. You know, Ava Balke, I'm probably mispronouncing your name, but I know when I do my interview with you as a national title holder, I'll get it right. I promise, okay, Ava? We had some great phone calls as well this week, including Joy Feaster. You know, you should check out houseofpageantry.com, or she will probably come over here and punch me right in the face. So please, save Tim a punch to the face. Go on out there right now. No, she won't.
Well, maybe. Our PodSafe musical selection today is by Matthew Ebel, who made the super hit Drive Away. Drive Away was one of the biggest hits ever in the PodSafe music universe, and I think when you hear it, you'll know why. Matthew Ebel comes to us powered by MusicAlley.com. Today, here's Matthew Ebel with Drive Away.
Stain on your dress. Get in the van before you break down. It don't cost a dime to leave this town. Get on the road, cause we gotta get out of this mess. So let's drive away. Let the sunlight chase us all day. And I took it for granted. A bump in the road, not really a part of the drive. Come on, Kawana, it's alright. You made me believe tonight. It's love that makes it so damn good to be alive. Oh, so let's drive away. Let the sunlight chase us all day. Coffee shops and the bar. Well, baby, maybe it's too late. Maybe, baby, it's just fake. Maybe you take my hand and we'll get in the car. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So let's drive away. Let the sunlight chase us all day.
Hey, something we didn't talk much about at the top of the show is that we're going to be going to the United America pageants, and I couldn't be more excited. Let me tell you, a good friend of the show, Annette Rushing, gave us a call and said, hey, we'd really like to have you out at the United America pageants, but Tim, you got to tell everybody that our application due date is coming up quick. This is me telling you. The application due date is coming up quick. You got to get in those applications right away,
or you may miss out on all the fun out there in Austin, Texas. First of all, you miss out seeing me there. We're going to be interviewing a lot of the ladies at the pageant. We're going to be having a great time taking photos, having a fantastic time at the United America pageant at Austin, Texas, end of October. But you got to get in those applications. You got to get in those applications now. So how do you do that? Go to UnitedAmericaPageant.com and check out the link. That's the easiest way. Click the link that I got right in the website and bango, you'll be right there. Okay, so hope to see you all there. If you do have problems, hey, feel free to give me a call. We'll help you out. We'll get you connected up with Annette. Just give us a call at 262-757-8576. One of the beauties of our new phone number is if you text us a question or you leave us a message there, I can pass it directly to Annette, no problem. So if you do have a question about the United America pageant, let us know. We'll pass it along, get it to the right folks, even if you can't figure out where that is. But it's pretty easy to find. So thanks a lot, everybody, and we'll see you out in Austin, Texas. 262-757-8576. Now you can interact with the Pageant Cast easier than ever. You can call us and leave us a message to be played here on the Pageant Cast. Or you can text us at 262-757-8576. Call 262-757-TKPN. That's right. Now you can text us and we'll read your text right in the pageant text feature on the show. And we'll feature it on Saturdays on the website. It's easy to do. Call 262-757-8576.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
The Pageant Cast is on the road again. I'm traveling to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina during the All-American Pageants from September 30th through October 2nd. We want to connect with you, the listeners of the Pageant Cast. If you're planning to visit the Myrtle Beach, South Carolina area during the All-American National Pageant, give me a call or text me on the pageant phone at 262-757-8576. And we'll try to meet up, or at least I'll text you back with a guaranteed pageant text. Hope to see you in Myrtle Beach on September 30th through October 2nd at the All-American Pageants. And now the Pageant Cast announces a few results that we found from our news desk. Okay, we have some Mrs. America results. The costume winners for Whimsical, New York, Original, Michigan, Best went to Oklahoma, Congeniality went to Oregon. There was a drawing for those who raised money at the pageant for MENC. The winner there was Indiana, who also won a trip to the Mrs. World pageant. Photogenic was also Indiana. Fitness, Rhode Island. MENC, the most appearances, was Washington. And most fundraising dollars raised was Virginia. Now, the top 12 included Tennessee, Florida, Arkansas, Missouri, Maine, and Minnesota. The top 6 include Connecticut, Illinois, Colorado, Wyoming, Texas, and Maryland. Now, the second runner-up was Illinois. Maryland took first place, first runner-up. And our new Mrs. America was Connecticut, Shelley Carbone. Now, this was her only second pageant Mrs. Connecticut had ever done. Her first was the state pageant. Her mother signed her up for the pageant. She's 37 years old and has 4 children. Congratulations to this wonderful lady.
Hi, this is Carmen Tyler. Tyler with the Carmen Cast and the KT Vocal Studio. Have you ever wanted to learn to sing or improve upon your singing ability, but were too embarrassed to go to a vocal coach or teacher? Well, I offer webcam lessons where you can take voice lessons in the privacy of your own home. And right now, if you let me know that you heard my advertisement on the Pageant Cast, you will get 25% off each lesson when you purchase two lessons at one time. That's 2 one-hour lessons for $75. All you need is an internet connection and a good web camera. For more information on me and my studio, simply go to studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmyntyler.com or leave me a message at 206-337-1578.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast. We're back with Mary Stoker Smith, Miss Wisconsin USA 1996, and the lady I watch every single night to hear the news, you and Ted Perry. Of course, I always wait for Ted's little moment where he editorializes.
That's he's great.
That's my favorite part of the show. Yes. When are they going to let you editorialize?
I think it's going to be a while. Maybe about pageants, but I'll stick to the news. I'll let Ted do the editorial. He's got it mastered.
Hey, I do have to ask you, a lot of times I hear this, in television, is it true? Do you get a clothing allowance?
You know, we used to, back in the day, as I say. We used mm-hmm. to, but now with the budget cuts and TV really got hit with the economy, stations are tending to get away from that. So you're kind of on your own unless you can get a lucky break and find somewhere that has a trade, but not anymore. You're just, things have changed so much in TV, you know?
Because I have to tell you, Mary, you have one of the best wardrobes I've ever seen on television.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, and it's fun to talk about this stuff because I got to tell you, it was something I really wanted to strive for when I first started. And as you know, in this industry, you start out making nothing. You're working weekends and holidays, and it's really something you have to want. It's a labor of love. So my first job, all the kids coming out, we're making peanuts, barely minimum wage. And so I took a job on the weekends working at Filene's. I was out in Boston, and Filene's is a department store like Macy's, so that I could get the discount to get clothes. Can you believe that? Because I couldn't afford anything. I had like two jackets, and I didn't want to, you know, ask my folks. So I said, you know what? I'm going to start building my wardrobe now. And that was, you know, over 10 years ago. So you kind of have to work at it. And that's what I tell the kids, the interns that coming in. They say, I need all these clothes. I said, no, you don't. Get a couple basic jackets. And just it takes years to accumulate, really.
Yeah, well, and that's another reason that they should be bringing in the pageant ladies, because they very often have a wardrobe. I have been in some of those closets, and I can nearly not find my way back out. There's so much in some of those pageant closets.
Oh, absolutely, and I can't bring myself to throw my dresses away. I have dresses from the first year I went out, and, you know, you just keep them because there's so much sentimental value, and you know how much work went into getting them altered and picking them out, making sure everything was just right.
Well, I'm sure you can get away with that. If I have a shirt that's 3 years old that I can still wear, I call that a miracle. Hey, I do have to ask you, it seems the media knows all about blogs and what that's all about, but podcasting, I don't hear a lot on TV news about podcasting. Are they aware of stuff like the Pageant Cast out there in TV land?
To be honest, I had never heard of it. I think it's kind of, you know, maybe slow to take off, but I don't think so. There's so much happening that, no, I think there's very little information about it. And perhaps, you know, do I say this, it's kind of a generational thing. I mean, I'm up there. I'm back in the, I'm still learning to figure out my iPod. So I don't know if it's more something for kids, you know, 15 to 20 or 20 to 25.
Actually, when I started the Pageant Cast, the thing that one of my cohorts at the time had told me is that I was absolutely insane, because the demographic for podcasting was young men between 15 and 25 years of age. Basically, what at the time we were calling the Harry Potter Star Wars set. And I said, oh, let's start a podcast about beauty pageants, which is a women's type of program. And it has taken forever, but we finally have listeners actually on 6 of the 7 continents. When I finally get Antarctica, I'll be happy. But I suspect that may take me a little more time.
Good job for groundbreaking.
Well, we try, and make sure to tell all your friends and family about the show. Any last things that you would like to tell? We have a lot of young ladies that are listening to the show, and they might be contemplating becoming a journalist or competing in their first pageant. What would you say to those young ladies listening to today's program?
Well, I would really just say 3 words, go for it. And I wish I would have had somebody besides my family member to tell me that, because your family's always got your back. So I think, I would just probably say, really go for it. I think in terms of the pageant and the same as the career, they kind of lend themselves to one another. I was really, really skeptical about going out for a pageant, if I can be honest, because I wasn't a pageant type girl. I didn't come from that background. I wasn't your cookie cutter Barbie, if you will. I wasn't blonde and blue eyed, and back in the day, that's what we saw. I think it is terrific, with a capital T, that more women of color are going out for pageants and they're winning. But when I started, growing up, I should probably say, I'm 41, yikes, there weren't a lot of girls who looked like me. So I remember somebody saying to me once, Mary, I don't know if you have a chance. I don't think you have a chance. And I said, we'll see about that. And it was really, kind of sad for me that I felt like, can I do this because I'm not 5'10", and I look different than other people, back in the day. But I worked for it, and I just had this self-confidence, turned to my family for advice, got disciplined, really hunkered down, and I did it. And the same thing with this career. I got a late start, because I didn't really see myself as this hard-nosed journalist out writing stories. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of a fun People magazine girl. Can I do that? And I went back to school, and when I came out from undergrad, I didn't know a lot about broadcast journalism. I went to the University of Wisconsin La Crosse. They didn't have a huge program. Mm-hmm. And so I went back and I got my master's. And again, my dad's advice, well, in case TV doesn't work out, you may want something to fall back on. So go back to school. So I did. Learned about TV, got my master's in journalism, learned how to write for TV, how to interview, and here I am fulfilling my dream. And initially, again, out of college, I didn't pursue this because I didn't think I could do it. So you kind of got to do that go-for-it attitude, step out of the box, take chances, believe in yourself, surround yourself with people who believe in you. If it's not your family, then hopefully a mentor or somebody to just say, you can do it. Because I did, and I doubted, and so that would be my advice. I mean, it makes me so happy to be able to say that to young girls. Go for it. You go, girl.
Well, ladies, if you're not inspired yet, I don't know what you've been listening to, but we've all been listening to Mary Stoker Smith. She is Miss Wisconsin USA 1996. Thanks so much, Mary.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it. It was so much fun. Thanks.
We go now to the Pageant Text Mobile and press the text to talk button and get our Pageant Text. This text needs a little bit of introduction. Tierra Magazine's website was named PageantCast Website of the Week, and I received this text from the editor of the magazine, Sherry Gearhart. You can check out her website at www.TierraMag.net.
I am super excited, thank you. I already posted on all 4 Facebook pages and my personal page. I will have it posted on Tiara's website this week. You're the best, Tim.
Remember, if you'd like to hear your pageant text here in this segment, it's easy to do. Just text your announcement to this number, 262-757-8576. That's 262-757-TKPN. Pageant text.
Let's talk about explosive diarrhea for a moment. You know, that sudden quivering sensation in your sphincter when your legs get weak and your forehead drips with sweat. One minute you're talking with your friends in the hallway, when all of a sudden, pow, you've just had an explosion. Explosive diarrhea has ruined your pants. Pow, you just had another one. Explosive diarrhea has made you the laughingstock of the school. By golly, there must be something you can do to prevent explosive diarrhea. And there is! Don't abuse prescription drugs. That's right. Prescription drug abuse can cause explosive diarrhea and many other embarrassing side effects, like ugly rashes, vomiting, uncontrollable shaking, and even death. The kinds of things your friends are guaranteed to notice, not to mention smell. So turn your nose at prescription drug abuse and wipe out explosive diarrhea.
This has been a painfully obvious message. For more information on the effects of prescription drug abuse, go to painfullyobvious.com.
Now, let's enter the PageantCast News Desk. The stories you hear can be read in their entirety at news.pageantcast.com.
Jacinta Campbell, who was Miss Australia Universe, has announced that she is embarking on a television career. She's a 19-year-old, and she finished second runner-up at Miss Universe, and she is scheduled to make her TV debut as a guest reporter on the morning show in this past week, I think, she actually started. She's having a lot of fun with it so far. Good luck to her. Of course, past Miss Australia Universe Jennifer Hawkins made a huge, well, she was also Miss Universe, but has become a big TV star over there in Australia. Pamela Anderson has joined the panel at the Miss Ukraine beauty pageant. I believe that's one of those where it's both universe and world held at the same time. Pamela Anderson will be there. She's now 43. And they figure if there's anybody that was ever a expert in swimsuit, it would be Pamela. So best of luck to her. The last you saw her was probably Dancing with the Stars. She's been doing some nightclub appearances, and she's really decided to move away from television and the movies. Now, Jacinta Campbell also revealed this past week that she was the subject of sabotage that took place at the Miss Universe beauty pageant. Now, so far, we just have the allegation. I haven't heard about any follow-up on this. But the Australian model, who was awarded second runner-up, said that somebody tried to sabotage her by sticking sharp pins in her costume to make it uncomfortable. She says, quote, "I put it on just before I was due to go out on parade, and I felt these sharp pains when something stuck into my back. I took the top off and found all these pins had been stuck into it. I didn't have any injuries or marks, but I didn't have much time to take them out and get it back on because I had to be out there. The sabotage was a bit harsh, but you have to laugh at these things and not take it too seriously. And it did give me a story to tell when I got home." And she told everybody because this thing is all over the internet. Well, we're certainly glad to hear that she made it through the sabotage. That wasn't, you know, life-threatening or something. But also, we hope that they catch who did sabotage her. That just isn't right. And we wish her all the best, Jacinta, and best of luck with your new career in television.
I listen each week to the Pageant Cast. Do you? This is Shannon Devine, Mrs. United States 2006, wishing you Tierra's dream.
Pageant Cast.
That's it for today's Pageant Cast. So glad that you could join us. We know that you're going to enjoy this program for years to come. A great, great interview. And Mary tells us a lot in today's interview about what it's like to be a journalist out there, some of the reality and a reality check of what that's like. So if that is the vocation you're going into, I think you're really going to keep this particular interview a great one. And I'm so glad that I got to bring it to all of you. Okay, we are completely out of time. So I want to thank you. We'll be back next week. We're going to be here with more fantastic stuff coming up in the very near future, so you won't want to miss one bit of it. Also want to remind you to give us a call at 262-757-8576 or text us to get on that pageant text segment that's taken over the show. So we're looking forward to that. Hey, and remember too, if you're going to be on Amazon.com and you're going to buy something, help us out. Go out first to our website, click on the Amazon logo. That way, when you make your purchase, the price doesn't go up at all, but we get a certain amount of that profit, and it comes over here because we referred you. So please, please, please go on out to our website and click on that link first. That's what keeps the show going. That's how we fund it. So please, we really would appreciate that. If you do that, okay, we're out of time. I got to go. I want to remind you to stay subscribed, particularly our friends out there on iTunes and on the Zune. And until next time, Tierra dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.